Welcome to the StagePage.info podcast. This is our first official show. Anyone can see there are three previous podcasts out there. Is this revisionism a la 1984? Not exactly. Those are tests. We learned from them. We learned that we need to make our shows longer. A single reading of a short monologue hardly constitutes a show. We learned we had to include more music and more variety to make it more interesting to a wider variety of people. We learned to use the proper format so that folks with older PCs would be able to hear us. We are now, we hope, ready for prime time. Let the show begin! We will start this, our first official show, with my wife Geraldine reading a short monologue entitled Upstate, Life as It Really Is in Rural New York. We follow that with a commentary from our good friend Larry Stark, and finally, my own reading of a short monologue titled My Annual Review. Geraldine, the stage is yours.
I am on the bottom of the food chain. I live on what was once a family farm in upstate New York. I'm broke and powerless. The powerless part will soon be literal. The electric company's about to shut me off. Government says unemployment is 4%. That's excellent. That's full. Except that you're only counted if you're collecting checks. What's with that? Half the people I know are working jobs that don't qualify. So when we're out of work, we're not unemployed. We're just out of luck. I figure the oil men who run this country only notice how well their friends are doing. People like me just don't come up in conversation when they're out on the golf course. I'm just guessing. The only oil man I've actually met is my delivery guy, who looks so apologetic about the price that I give him a cup of coffee and tell him it's not his fault. Do our leaders have any idea what it's like to live through February with thermostat at 55 degrees? Heating oil has tripled. It's not just North Koreans who are going to have to choose this winter between food and warmth. It's Northern New York.
Thank you, Geraldine. And now a word from Larry Stark. Larry has been running his website, www.theatermirror.com, for about a decade now. For those interested in the Boston area theater scene, it's the place to go. The place to be seen. Larry would like more people to contribute their opinions and isn't afraid to ask. Larry, if you please.
Hi, my name is Larry Stark. I have for the last 10 years run a website which is called The Theater Mirror. Theater is spelled T-H-E-A-T-E-R, and I will tell you about that when I have more time. The Theater Mirror basically reviews plays. There are several people, including myself, who review them. There's one in Maine, who gets down as far as New Hampshire. There's another one who covers an awful lot of theater in Rhode Island. And there are half a dozen people who work either in Boston or in the Boston area, let's say the suburbs. I personally can get to only about 2 to 4 plays every week. And I review as many as I can. I also have started doing something which is called That Was the Week That Was, so that I could, if I don't have enough time to write full reviews, I can summarize the things that I have seen in a briefer fashion. Then Will Stackman has sort of taken over something I call Quick Takes, which are 2 or 3 paragraphs long. I was hoping that a lot of people who just see plays but who have digital materials would send me an email saying, I just saw this play and God, I liked it, and give the title and that's it. Hardly anyone does. That's a mistake, because my feeling is that critics are not as important as people who see plays. And therefore, I would like as many opinions from as many people who have seen shows as possible. That's why there are at least half a dozen people who send me reviews regularly, and anything that gets sent to the Theater Mirror goes up unchanged and unedited, so long as I know it, for instance, that it isn't an actor who's using a pseudonym or something of that sort. And it doesn't, from my point of view, it doesn't matter whether you can write, whether you write well or badly, or whether you have sublime opinions about the history of the theater in the 20th century. What I want to know is, what did you see and did you like it? And if you did or didn't, why? Give me a couple of paragraphs about that.
Many thanks, Larry. Again, that's www.theatermirror.com, and he'd love to get your input. Now it's my turn. I'll be reading an imagined horror story straight from the bowels of corporate America. Douglas Adams, are you listening? I give you my annual review. I showed up for my one-hour appointment with my boss to do my annual review. Before the meeting, I did the required self-assessment of my job performance, which he was supposed to discuss with me. He's supposed to add comments, sign off on the review, and send it to Human Resources. First thing, my boss arrives 20 minutes late. During the discussion, he's writing emails on his BlackBerry. What is that about? Not to mention his phone answering. He takes 3 telephone calls, and when I stop talking, he looks up at me like I'm an idiot and waves his hand for me to go on, like, I should be talking, but why expect him to be listening? Colleagues come by the cubicle. 2. And they must have been really urgent matters, because both times he lets them interrupt. That's the whole hour. We never do finish the review. He never signs off on it. HR calls me and says, it's incomplete. But they never go after him for it. What am I supposed to think? I figure, I must be going to be fired. Why else would he treat me like that? But in fact, I got a raise. A small raise. And a big drop in morale. Not the way to make me feel that I'm a valued member of the team. I've got to tell you, something halfway good comes up, I'm out of here. Once again, I'd like to thank Geraldine and Larry for helping me with this show. And thank you for listening to the StagePage.info podcast. If you'd like to read the text of these monologues or any of hundreds of others, please visit G.L. Horton's website at www.stagepage.info, where there's always something new.